Okay, now we're
Beep.
back. See how fun that was?
Yep.
That was the total cliffhanger. I just ended the section and then restarted it. I'll edit that edit in later. Anyway,
Cool.
we are now done with mailbag. So we shall move on to our third section of podcast where Krem and Rick just talk intelligibly for a minute.
Not a chance of it.
Well, let me get out of squirrel mail so I can get off this stupid shit. I'm so tired of doing text mailbag, by the way. I wish someone would fucking ban that shit. I don't like doing text mailbag.
Well, don't you always have other people do it for you or something?
I have to code it, though, which is a bitch. I'm too
Is it?
lazy.
Oh, okay.
So,
Well, you,
I nominate we
yeah.
go to find. Go to find. We find some awesome posts and read them dramatically. Or at least for a second.
I remember when we did that a few months back, and I'm sure there's some epic posts that have been posted since then, so let's go ahead.
Let me go find
All
some.
right, first stop will be Archive, I guess. The Archive board.
I'm going to Auntie Esau and Ben's Funhouse for Esau Madness. You go first.
Let's see. Okay. All right. Shadow Madness. What are we gonna like read the wheel thread or something?
That would be awesome, but let's see. Let me find.
All right. Let's read the thread Space Cat.
All right, let me get Space Cat opened.
All
Space
right.
Cat. I'll be Mr. Happy,
Rick
you
will be
be.
playing. Oh.
Okay, I'll
Okay.
be Isao. Who do you want to be?
Yeah, Rick will be playing as Sal, and I suppose I'll be Mr. Happy.
Okay, let's see. Let's get this. Isao, by Rick. Box end IMG box end HTTP :// image@photobucket.com albums V296 platinum Lucifer twix.jpg box left end / image box right end.
Dad, the cat's done with the paper now.
Oh, canned laughter. Oh man, that was good. Oh, I know which one we should
Filmed
read.
in front of a live studio audience.
Here's a great one we should read. Go to Jess Goldsberger Time Funhouse.
Do we still have that?
Yeah. It's just
Cool. I'm gonna get
post
a
and I'll
burger
edit
right
your
now.
reply into something different.
Okay, Rick will be playing the part of GS Gold, and I'll be playing the part of everyone else.
No, don't worry. We'll do it one and then you'll do one and then I'll do one and then you'll do one.
Oh, fine.
Okay, you can be that, Mr. Moody. Jesus. Fuck. Pack your bags. We're going on a power trip.
Oh, come on, I don't imagine GS ever said anything with that much enthusiasm.
Okay. Pack your bags. We're going on a power trip. Lord.
That's more like it. All right, Asael Chronos says, "Choo-choo! All aboard the man train! I'll take the engine."
Star Kirby says, "Occasionally, when I urinate, a fish flops out. I flush it away and laugh at its fate."
Spazman says, "You have possibility, ought to become a real man. You don't please with your device size. Chicks laugh at you. Don't waste time. You can solve this trouble right now. Try our male machine enlargement, and girls will adore you surely enough. Many men all over the world have changed their sexual life."
Dr. Star Eye says, "Lord Zed exulted when he saw the pile of books. He knew that it was needed a new monster, more horrific and more hideous and horrific than he had ever created. This new
That's
monster would be
Hydea.
shut up. This new monster would be made from books and as such would have complete knowledge of torture." Zed laughed a great hearty laugh and pointed his staff at the books enchanted. "Behold, I give you Tortura."
Wasn't that a Pokemon? Tortura?
I think so. There's a Tangela, I believe.
Oh yeah, right. Pengu Swarm. King Rick, and that is two words, says, full of dreams and hopes, my everyday is American style and a very funny day.
Big American party! Yoshi says, I am a bumblebee.
Very true, very true.
Oh, wait, I wasn't black enough for that. I wasn't black enough for that. I am a bumblebee.
Yes, a very black little bumblebee. Let's see. SK says, I'm getting lazy, so I hit the random button on Wikipedia, and here you go. Well, except it doesn't work as a dramatic reenactment if nothing we're saying here is dramatic.
Alright, well.
You know?
Well, I'll read Yoshi the next one, and then we'll find something else, because I like this next one.
Okay.
Yoshi348 says, as Saber in Blue, and here we have a thread devoted to brain fucking. I'm not speaking metaphorically.
Sounds more like anti side of the road, doesn't it? Anti, whatever.
Anti
is not believe
anti.
I did that again. But anyways, there was one in here that I liked. There was one post in here that I really liked and I think is worth reading.
Go ahead.
Or was it? Oh yeah, when Spazman said, cox, 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 seven cocks in hand.
I think I found something really good for me and you, actually.
Okay.
You missed this.
It's good when it's a dialogue, you know?
Well, I have a pretty decent thing to show you. I think you missed this, though. There was the Post Dungeons & Dragons sign-up thread, where Grimes and Mr. Happy had a all-out argument over Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, good. Okay. For a minute, I was worried that we were going to be, reciting Grimes' character sheets.
No. They're like, oh, no, you didn't just pick some lame move. You're such a noob. Owned it. It was pretty epic.
Right. Which out of the 17 pages the thread has grown to is that on?
Let's see. Let me find. I'll find the first start of the yelling. If I can find where it actually is. Quick, entertain the
people.
Does
that mean it's my turn to take a nap now?
Yeah. Fuck you. Anyway. Let's see here. No. Grimes. Where the fuck are you?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Alright, I think I found it. Though, not every page is something we have to recite, which sucks. Here is where... let me get the link and I'll send it to you. Here is where I'm starting. We should only recite the Grimes and Mr. Happy posts. I'll start with the first one.
Okay.
Grimes starts out the argument by quoting Mr. Happy. Wow, D&D, I'm a level 8 ranger and white mage sorcerer. Level 5, 2, and 1. Proud face. Grimes says,
yes.
Fail. There are no white mages, they're clerics. Rangers are the worst class ever. Why the hell would you multi-class as a cleric when you have divine magic as a ranger anyway? The single level in sorcerer is just strange. You must have some severe XP gaining problems from those level differences if you're trying to get a sneaky divine spellcaster. Druid rogue is so much better. Ignore the arcane. The spell failure aspects from armor just get in the way. If this was real life you were talking about, you'd have the level all wrong. Most people fail to realize that level 3 puts you on par with some of the history's greatest heroes. You're a level 1. If you're lucky, I myself sit as a level 1 bard. That's right, Grimes knows a lot about D&D. Now that that's done, if anyone wants to start a campaign over AIM, count me in. I can't do it over IRC because it hates me for some reason. I suspect Kaizo Boss.
So much anger.
Yes, so much.
There's so much bile. Rick, there's no Mr. Happy post for, 12 posts down. Okay, anyways, let's see. Mr. Happy, later on, gaudily replies with that one really angry swearing emoticon.
Steve.
Yes, and he says, all of you, note the lack of the Y and the O in you, are obviously not as big of nerds as I am. Onestly, I said white mage because I've been reading 8-bits. Pure accident. Oh yes, a fan of 8-bit theater. That's the mark of an extremely excellent poster right there. Second, and that is the correct way to spell second, the cleric has lots of better divine magic than rangers, and their stat bonuses are great. Third, you can have one of the main class, it's like university of the main class, that's as high as a level as you want without any experience penalties, as long as all your classes are within one level of each other. As you can note in his earlier post, they weren't. Fourth, what the hell are you talking about? The ranger is, like, the best class ever because they're so versatile. They can naturally use double sword and things like that. Read the damn books, pal. I'll even lend them to you. Oh. I didn't have to use a fake nerd voice like Rick did earlier because I've already got that down.
Oh, wait! Krem, quickly, distract. I have to go do something. Then we'll return to this.
How?
I'll just edit all this out in a second. Give me a bit.
Okay. All right. You're going to edit all this out, but I'm sure to say something extremely funny in the next couple of moments, don't you think? Let's see. I'll go ahead and read Grimes' next post then. And I'll try to do a fake nerd voice. Maybe if I plug my nostrils or something, I'll be able to accomplish it. Fail! If you want a dual sword user, a fighter is a much better choice. For a sneak, a rogue is superior, and a druid beats them out in a magic battle. They even make terrible archers. The reason people play rangers? They're obsessed with Lord of the Rings. Reality check, Aragorn probably had one level in ranger. The rest were fighter levels. Now what's this about 8-bit? Are you so bad that you actually require graphics and stat bonuses? Yes, well, you keep thinking that. You neglected to remind people the highest class does not count only if said highest class is your character's favored class. At any rate, what the hell does one level in cleric give you for spells that you don't already have with ranger? If I were you, I wouldn't multi-class. You still have the unexplained sorcerer level. Why would you want to limit yourself with arcane magic that might blow up in your face? See, arcane spell failure, and I don't mean that literally, is your own business, I suppose. But really, if the result you're going for is a character that's skilled at everything, try a bard. That's all I'm going to say about this. As for DMing skills...
Alright, and I'm back.
How'd I do?
Sorry.
Oh, great coincidence that you show up again just as soon as I'm done. Are you sure you're not pulling that old trick on me again like you did last time?
No, actually, I did have to help my dad with something. I add up his money he earned every day and keep track of it. Tax purposes, you see.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
That's always important. Rick, I don't know, that was a pretty decent bit of imitating Grimes that I did.
Where did you
I
get to?
I plugged my nostrils and I talked like this.
Oh, wow. That is pretty decent.
It was great. Yeah, I have a lot of nostril to plug up.
Yeah, you do have a massive nose.
Mm-hmm.
Where
so
did you get to?
Me. The end of Grimes' next post after Mr. Happy's there.
The, as for my DMing skills, whistles off to the side one?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll do Mr. Happy then.
Okay.
Oh god, where's my... Oh god. Epic fail! Rangers can hide in plain sight! They also get... Oh, wait, I should be plugging my nose. They also get high enemy classes and gain combat mastery, naturally.
Yeah, Rick, I thought if you plugged your nose, that would be like... I mean, you plugging your nose, that's got to be like the end of the world or something, isn't it?
Oh, God, my nose. I already have a nasally voice.
Yeah, I know. It's like we're going to, you know, Clown City here.
Shut up. I'm continuing. Anyway... Sorcerers can cast any spell they know without preparation. Ow, this is actually quite painful. Or anything like that. They can learn the same spells as wizards and use them more often. It works for me because I don't need to use very many spells, but they are there. Clerics have naturally superior magic overall. The fact that my level is only at level 2 is a coincidence. Just didn't get the chance to level up any further yet. Also, I was not fond of Aragorn and his unshaven ways. Lastly, 8-Bit is famous comic on internet about Final Fantasy 1. If you don't know it. You wait, he spells it U one time and U with Y-O-U the next time? Come on, let's get some consistency here.
Yeah. And the fact that he uses, you know, he eliminates the Y and the O from U and in the same sentence insinuates that the person he's speaking to shouldn't be using the internet.
Get off, anyway. You shouldn't be on the internet. Get out of the tubes! Anyway.
Get out of the tubes. Wasn't that something Arnold Schwarzenegger had to scream in a movie once? Like his fellow protagonists were stuck in the tubes and he had to yell at them to get out of them before they blew up.
No, I think that was Kindergarten Cop, where there were children stuck in tubes on the playground and then he had to yell at them to get out before it blew up. Anyway.
Alright, let's see. Continuing the series, Grimes' next reply to that. He replies specifically to the part about sorcerers telling casting any spell they know without preparation. Let's see. Again, Bard works so much better for this, and you can wear armor. But if you really want that type of character so badly, why don't you just be a scout? Perhaps in this argument we've forgotten that there are classes outside the player's handbook. Scout is greater than Ranger. And allow me to demonstrate the failure of the hide in plain sight ability with a link to the, what is it called?
YouTube?
Let's see. With a link to YouTube. Ah, yes, the How Not to Be Seen sketch from Monty Python's Flying Circus. Yes, as if I thought this couldn't get any more nerdy.
Oh, wait. Oh, God.
Monty Python.
This is a forbidden thing?
Apparently.
No, wait, he edited his reply, so we'll just skip to the next post. Okay, let's see here. The next reply with any actual content is another Grimes reply. Do you want to handle it, or shall I?
No, it's kind of off the topic of our previous discussion. I think we've kind of hit the apex of that in anyways. Rick, let's talk about Dungeons & Dragons itself.
Well, it was fun for me online on IRC when Wally did his, because of the story. I like the story. I don't really care about the complications of combat and shit like that. It took an hour to, like, fell a tiny gnome. I'm like, I have a sword, I have a fucking 7-foot ogre next to me, why can't we take out this, like, 3-foot gnome?
Yeah, video games have kind of spoiled us in that regard.
You know, Ganmon was like a fucking massive orc. He was 7 feet tall, wielded a giant warhammer, and we were fucking taking 30 minutes to beat these little tiny fucking gnomes and just... fucking, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. I myself have never played Dungeons & Dragons before. I have no experience with it at all, so...
It's very mathematical. I didn't like that end, too.
I mean, you know, the closest I've gotten is playing Knights of the Old Republic, which is loosely based on the D20 system, but other than that, yeah.
If you like storytelling, you might like it, but I just couldn't get into it because of the... How complicated it was. It's got so many rules. It's hard to just, like, jump in.
Uh-huh. Rick, I remind you that my favorite non-video game is 1,000 Blank White Cards, so...
I'd much rather play 1,000 Blank White Cards, actually, than D&D.
It's basically the farthest you can get from Dungeons & Dragons while still playing with pen and paper.
It's like the Calvin Ball of the internet.
Of gaming, yes. Oh, I love that game so much.